That's good.
Okay, oh, it's not short. You're right, it's not short. Siman Pei Aleph, Arba Rishuyos, is the Shabbos of Hei Seifim. So we said that there's four different properties. And the first we had Rishus HaYochid. Now we got to do the other three. And then we'll do the next siman. Ezer Rishus HaRavim, how do you define a Rishus HaRavim? So Rechayvos HaShmokim, Shehein Tes Zayin Amo, Al Tes Zayin Amo. There's 16 Amos by 16 Amos, Shekein HaYeroichav HaDerech HaMachin HaLeviyah Shebemidbar. That's how wide the streets were in the Machaneh Leviyah, 16 amas wide, right? It's approximately between 25 and 32 feet in that area. Intercity roads, they're also 16. They're also Rishus HaRavim. Anything that's Rishus HaRavim, ain't a gavaya good gimel tefachim in a karka. If it's not more than three tefachim from the ground, afiluhim kaitzim oitzaya, even if it's thorns or dung, she'ain rabim darsan aleihem, the people won't even step on it. Mikamakam batal lahu lagabe a karka. It's less than three, so it's batal to the ground. Varehu k'Rishus HaRavim. That's also like Rishus HaRavim. V'chein guma b'Rishus HaRavim. You have a hole in Rishus HaRavim. Ain't a amuka gimel tefachim. If it's not three tefachim deep, varehu k'Rishus HaRavim. That's also like Rosh Hashanah. And if they're more than three tefachim deep, that we'll see in the next. We'll see in the next din. Holes that are in walls. Klapi Rosh Hashanah. You have a wall that's in on the side of Rosh Hashanah. And they don't open. The hole in the wall doesn't open totally for Sayyachin. If it's lower than three talking to the ground, but to the Gabriel Shusaram, it's bottle to Shusaram, and it's like Shusaram. If it's above three talking, the dining, the fee media saying, then it goes according to its measurements. Im yesh by dalad al dalad, if there's 4 by 4 talking, the hula mata mea sara talking, and it's below 10, hareu carmelis, it's considered a carmelis. Which we'll see further what that is. Ulamalam yud tvachim, but let's say it's more than yud 10 tvachim. Have you just say yachid? Just say yachid. Pimein by dalit al dalit, and if it's not 4 by 4 tvachim, areum makam patur. It's considered a makam patur. Bainchu lamalam yasara, bainchu lamatam yasara, whether it's above or below 10. Hamavuishinachnasnushusarabim, and streets that open up to Shusaram, the Fa'amim hain Rishusaram, sometimes they're Rishusaram, the Fa'amim hain Carmelis, and sometimes they're a Carmelis. Yesh bezeh harbe chilukidinim. And there are many chiluk edinim here. Yesh aimrim, there are those that say shekol she'ein shishim ribuya nashim, wherever there's no 600,000 people. Now, this is very important. I hate to do this on a Motzei Shabbos, but for those that want to know the reason why there are some of us that don't use an eruv, okay? Here is the reason. If you stop right here in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, right? So what? How do you define a Rishus HaRavim if the road is 16 amas wide, 30 feet, give or take, right? That means in Far Rockaway, it's a Rishus HaRavim,
Most
right?
roads,
The streets
not all,
are,
probably.
and they go
Not,
straight
not.
through. Some streets go straight through. They're wider than 16 amas. If it's a Rishus HaRavim, you can't make an Eruv there. Finished. Finish the end. If you stop in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch right here, what?
But it has to go from one end to the other.
It's better to go from one end to the other. So that's Beach 9th Street,
But Beach
Central
9
Avenue.
stops.
Well, it has to stop somewhere.
No, I'm saying, but the Eruv continues past it.
So what? But that
So it
goes
doesn't
through
go
the
from one end to
entire,
the other.
well, Central does. Right?
Until
Central goes from
now.
one end of Far Rockaway to another. And Lawrence and whatever goes away. It goes out. Well, actually, it stops in an Eruv, which is not the Far Rockaway Eruv. Either way, if you stop right here, then you cannot make an Eruv because it's just a Rav. But we have the bailout. But Yesh Aimrim, right here, the last, second to last line here in Sif Gimel, Yesh Aimrim, Shekol Shein, Shishim Riba Anashim. If there's no 600,000 people, Ivrin Bay Bechol Yoim, if it doesn't have 600,000 people in the streets every day, Kidigle Midbar, where do you get 600,000 from? Because that's how many there were in the of Yidden, right? Ain
Yeah,
Erush
me go.
Rishus, then that's not Erush Rishus, Ella Carmelis. It's a Carmelis, and therefore we are not an Erush Rishus, and it's a Carmelis, and therefore you can make an Eruv.
So anyone
B'lachem
using an Erev is relying right away on the Yesh.
Exactly. In order to even start with using an Erev, you have to rely on a Yesh Oimrim. But here, listen what the Kitzur says. V'lachein bizmanazeh, obviously he's talking about in the 1800s in Europe, ain lanu rishus harabim, we don't have a rishus harabim. He's clearly going with the Yesh Oimrim, right? And then he finishes off, he says, v'chol yirei shamayim yachmir la'atzmai. If you're a yirei shamayim, you could be machmer, don't use the Eruv, but
Why
be
is he
machmer,
clearly going with
one
the
second, be
Yesh
machmer for yourself. So you just said, be machmer for yourself.
But why is he
Now the
clearly going with the
no
Yesh?
the mind.
Go to Europe. The
Because if he
streets are
felt you
so
have to be
narrow.
machmer, if he felt you have to be machmer, then he would say you have to be machmer. Right? He didn't say that. He said, you want to be machmer, be machmer for yourself, but keep your mouth shut. Right? That's essentially what he's saying.
What about other coolers that they're going around us?
What does that have to do with anything? That's a
No,
different. That's
I'm
also
saying
Ruach HaSeiros.
we rely on other kulas also, not just on this one, to matter the Erev.
There's other kulas in addition to this, but this is the first. This is the first.
This is the main
The
one.
bottom of the bottom. This is the for before you even start with whether the Erev is good or not, you have to rely on the Yesh Oimrim. If you go with the first sheet, that you can't.
I'm saying, what defines the width of the street? What defines, like, is it including sidewalks, not including, like,
Yes, it does include. Yes, it includes sidewalks.
include sidewalks? And
Yeah.
if Lamaisa, if not so many people travel, like, just you have just far apart, all the houses far apart, like Lamaisa, every street everywhere is Yeshus Harabim.
Everything is a yeah. Pretty most part, we paskin that like most of the streets. Well, Jesse, your street's not a Rishus HaRabim, that's for sure. Right. Only thing, it's a dead end. Jesse lives on a dead end, but it feeds into Rosh Hashanah, so that's a whole different. Okay,
It's
okay.
like
This is just,
Maui. It would be like Maui.
yeah. So this is just the baseline of where the whole Eruv Hak starts. But anyways, it's important to
So you're
know
saying
that
there
if
is
you're
more
using an
cooler,
Eruv,
there's more, it's more, there's more sad to rely on the at that end.
yes, definitely there's much more to rely on in a dead end. But yeah. But the point is that if you're using a city Eruv right off the bat, you're relying on a Yesh Oimrim. With the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch clearly is paskening like that Yesh Oimrim. He's for sure paskening. He says it because a Yerush Shamayim should be machmir for himself. Fine. That's Rosh Hashanah. Ezu Carmelis. What's a Carmelis? So Makom She'eni Hiluch L'Ravim. It's a place that the public doesn't go. V'gam Eini Mukav Mechitzas Karoy, but it doesn't have walls. So it's not a Rosh Hashanah because the Rabbim doesn't really go there so much, but it's not a Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't have walls. Kigoyin saw this like a field, Pinahar like a river. Shu Amik L'Chalapachas Sasar Tvachim. Then it's at least 10 Tvachim deep. Rachav L'Chalapachas Dalet Tvachim. It's 4 Tvachim wide. Mavoi Sheyeshlem Shalish Mechitzas, and it's Mavois that have 3 Mechitzas. V'itz Devonis, and it's Devonis who Malkum Shalifnei Chanuya Yoshim. It's a place in front of the stores where the businessmen sit. Itztaba is who makom sheminichan pragmatia. It's also some sort of like desks, not desks is a better word, like wagons that they put out their wares on it. Shelefnei amudim b'rishus in front of the amudim, then b'rishus in front of the pillars. If you ever walk in the old city, you see those old streets with the pillars, and that's where they set up their wares. V'rochava arba, it has to be 4 tefachim wide, v'gavaya gimel tefachim, 3 tefachim high, a yoyser ad yud tefachim, or more than that, until 10 tefachim, v'chein makom sheyesh b'dalet al dalet, a place that has dalet al dalet, mukav mechitzah, surrounded by mechitzah, she'en gavaya sasara, that are not 10 tefachim high, v'tel sheyesh b'dalet al dalet, v'gavaya gimel ad yud, to tell, that's 4 by 4, and from 3 to 10, u'bar shu dalet al dalet, v'amek gimel ad yud, v'ay yesh harbe she'en karmelis, and then there's other things that are Carmelis. The Lashon Carmelis, what is the word Carmelis? Right? Who Lashon Rachmul, it's a Lashon of soft and mull. Soft and full. Pirush Loilach, Veloy Yavesh, it's not wet, it's not dry. Elabainini, It is in the middle. Hachanami loy rishus hayachid lafi she'ain lemechitzas karoy. Meaning, it basically it has an identity crisis. It doesn't know what it is. It's not a rishus hayachid lafi she'ain lemechitzas karoy. It doesn't have walls. Begamle rishus harabim. It's not a rishus harabim lafi she'ain rabim holchem sham. The public doesn't go there, so it's somewhere in the middle. Hey, that's the third thing is karmelis. So we have so far rishus hayachid, rishus harabim, karmelis. The fourth is ezehu mokum petur. It's a makom patur, so that's kol makom rishus haram shein boi dalad al dalad. It's in rishus haram doesn't have four tvachim as four tvachim. Who gavoya mishloishu lamala, and it's higher than three tvachim. Basically, a fire hydrant, right? Maybe a mailbox. Probably not. That's 4x4. I don't know. Oy bar shein boi dalad al dalad, or a bar that doesn't have 4x4, but amik mishloishu lamata, and it's deep from three below. V'chein makom shein boi dalad al dalad. It's a makom that doesn't have dalet al dalet. And mukav b'mechitzas mishloi shalemala. It's surrounded by mechitzas free and above. V'chol elu dafka kishehein b'rishus harabim hein makom b'tur. It's only a makom b'tur when it's in the public property. Avalim hein b'karmelis. But if you have these above measurements in a karmelis, harein gam kein karmelis, then they also take on a karmelis. This is a very interesting din. It's only makom b'tur when it's in a rishus harabim, but if it's in a karmelis, then it has the same din as a karmelis. Okay, a little technical. Now, what is the story? What's the isurim here? So those are the four rishuyas. So now, simen pei beis is iser havara vayitom rishus rishus, the iser of carrying from one rishus to another rishus above yud gemel seifim. That has 13 seifim. So, rishus harabim be karmelis and rishus harabim in a karmelis also l'taltal shum dover dalet amis. A rishus harabim, which would be a deraisa, karmelis would be a deravonon. You're not allowed to carry anything dalet amis. Bein loses oisai, bein lizrak oisai, whether you're carrying it, whether you're throwing it, bein lahayshad oisai, whether you're handing it over to somebody. And as you want to be a smart guy, and you know that the Isser is only four Amas, so you want to stop, start and stop, start and stop. That's also Asr. It's Asr Midrabanan, though. All right? Why? Because, of course, we're going to be concerned that the guy may walk more than four Amas. Beis, also Allah says, you're not allowed to carry, throw, or hand over anything from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid or to a Karmelis. V'chem Rosh Hashayachid and Karmelis Rosh Hashayachid. V'chem Rosh Hashayachid and Karmelis and Karmelis Rosh Hashayachid. Right? Any of these things are not allowed to be handed back and forth. Av makom patur, but a makom patur, mutar lo yitzi l'achnas mimenu, you're allowed to go in and out from there, Rosh Hashayachid, Rosh Hashayachid and Karmelis, Rosh Hashayachid, Rosh Hashayachid and Karmelis. So mayhem l'sayichay and from them into the makom patur. V'vad shalei yitaltel as a chefetz dalet amas Rosh Hashayachid oy b'karmelis. As long as you don't carry the thing in the Shasaram or the Karmelis. If you harbi chilukim, and since there's many dinim, ma'ar Shasaram, ma'ar Karmelis, and ma'ar Shasayochid, as we learned, it's very technical with the measurements, etc. Mevar elu shekasadim simen shelufneze, he says, besides for what we wrote in the previous simen, l'chein be'ir she'enim b'sakenis be'erivin, if you have a city that there's no eruv, mishein ebaki, if you're not a real expert, tzarech lizar shaloy l'taltel, you shouldn't carry anything from one property to another because you have no idea what's flying. Unless it's very clear what you're carrying to and what you're carrying from, etc., etc. All right, so that's okay. He'll continue tomorrow, Bez Hashem, with exactly what these dinim are. Okay, we'll stop there. Everybody should have a good tvach, a good yar.
Thank you.
And a fine night.
How do we get around the issue of